thanks to Wollongong Mazda. You'll love the Wollongong Mazda difference. Jade, Straney and Damien on Wave FM 96.5.
Hey, welcome along. Thanks so much for joining us in the podcast and downloading this stuff wherever you download it from and your downloading services.
Jade, interesting question for you. Are you able to do an Arnold Schwarzenegger impersonation?
I'll be back.
Oh, very
I'll
good.
I'll be back.
That was very good. What about the one where he goes to the chopper?
Yeah, what about, come on, get to the chopper.
Get to the chopper!
Yeah, very good.
She's actually pretty good.
She does do a good one. Do you do an Arnie? You do your Arnie.
Come on, get to the chopper!
That's very good.
I'd say you do one.
No, I don't.
Come on,
do
Arnie. You're
guys, trying to do it.
You do good impersonations.
No,
Come on, don't do
Arnie.
Go on. Yes, you do.
You want the...
Stop being coy.
If it bleeds, kill it.
Yeah, that is a good one. If it bleeds, kill it. Come on, let's get out of here. I'm sick and tired of being in the jungle.
Oh, he's good. He's good. Oh, there you go. Interesting start to the podcast.
Yeah. I don't know why. Why did you want us to do an Arnold Schwarzenegger impression?
Just felt like I was curious to see what Jade, because Jade did a great Shane Warne the other day.
I figured
this could be part of a new thing.
That actually makes it into the podcast today. Because remember, she takes a piss out of him because he got COVID?
I did not do that.
You did. You did.
Oh, that was
did
bad.
Did not do that.
You laughed at Shane Warne having COVID. So
bad
anyway.
Taste.
Yeah. Enjoy the podcast now.
Jade, I would imagine when you look at me, you go, there's a cool dude. There's a cool dude who's, you know, he's a nice guy. He knows what he's doing. Yeah, he's a cool dude. Am I right?
Yes, Damien, you are correct.
Yeah, that's right. But you know what? Yesterday, I think I became a not-so-cool dude. In fact, I go so far as to say I was probably one of the worst parents in the Illawarra yesterday.
Really?
In the entire Illawarra.
What did you do, Damien?
I will let you judge, all right. So we're homeschooling at the moment. We're all dealing with the chaos of homeschooling. And I got to be totally honest. Sometimes when I'm coming home from work here, you know, I know what I'm facing, all right? I know what's ahead of me. Mm. I know when I get to the house, I'm going to have Kiki in the living room. She'll be on a Zoom lesson with the teachers, and she'll be telling me to be quiet as I'm walking in, full volume. Upstairs, I'm going to hear Jagger. He'll be cheering because his Zoom lesson just ended. He'll be like, yeah! I'm free! Jarvis will be in the middle of a Zoom lesson playing the guitar. Billy will be barking. The rabbit will be running around the house. Eileen will be on a Zoom call somewhere. It's chaos. Look, it's chaos.
Yeah. It is.
You know, sometimes what I do on my way home is I try to get all the red lights, okay, on the way home, okay? I really try to delay the trip. And I have a feeling I'm not the only one in the Illawarra that does this. Yesterday, though, I probably took it to the extreme, okay? Yesterday, I've been listening to a James Joyce audiobook recently.
Sure.
By the Irish actor Chris O'Dowd. He's great. He's fantastic. Okay. And, you know, when I got to the house, I was playing it in the car, and I parked the car just outside the house, and I decided to sit there for 10 more minutes just enjoying my audiobook. I knew what was going on in the house. I mean, you know, like, is it the worst in the world that I'd be sitting down in the car listening to my audiobook rather than going into the house? Big problem was Jagger had finished his class, and Jagger came down with Billy and said, Dad, what are you doing? I'm not doing anything. I've just arrived. He said, no, Dad, I saw you. You are here already. You've been here for a while. I was like, don't tell Mum. Now, would you class me as being a bad person by doing this, Jade? I mean, you know, sometimes this is what you got to do. You can't get peace and quiet in the toilet. Just sit in your car. Just sit there.
You made a really bold statement and said that you were the worst parent in the Illawarra. I reckon after that yesterday, you're one of the smartest parents in the Illawarra. We're all trying to get away.
You know, it's weird because as I was sitting in the car, I got a knock on the back door and it was Milko saying, can I listen to the story too?
Thanks to Wollongong Mazda. You'll love the Wollongong Mazda difference. Jade, Straney and Damien on Wave FM 96.5.
Damo, it's no secret that I'm pretty slow on the uptake.
Okay. All right, that's true.
You were trying to figure something nice to say, weren't you? You're like, no, there's nothing.
No,
you're
I was
right.
Like,
you
I
really
was
are slow on the uptake.
Yeah, no, let's just let it go.
My husband... My husband often calls me Fortnite because I take so long to get stuff. And look, with the joke of the Damien, pretty much the same thing. But my mother-in-law, she makes me look good.
As in Milko's mummy.
Yeah, Milko's mother, Nikki, she's lovely. I love it a bit. She lives down in Melbourne, and not so long after Henry was born, she came up and they had a little visit, her and Poppy Cookie, or Pookie Cookie, as the girls call him.
Yeah.
And they popped up for a little visit for the weekend, and we were talking about Henry's name, because he's... All of our children have a Maori middle name after my heritage and New Zealand heritage. And so Alani's Aroha, which means love. Lulu's Anahera, which is angel. And Arwen, her middle name is Nakora. And
which is a rat bag.
Funny you should mention that. I was about to say they're beautiful names, you know, and he comes in with rat bag.
Oh, no, she's a little bit of a rat bag, though. I think it's because he's seen her. She looks like an angel, but that's deceptive.
Yeah.
But when she was born, we made the announcement, you know, her name's Arwen and her middle name's Nakora, and we've named her after a nan. And we put the announcement on Facebook, and we rang and told the family that she was born, even did some FaceTimes and stuff. And then when I was talking about it, when Nikki was up recently, and I said, oh, yeah, Nakora, and she goes, oh. What's that mean? Who's that after? And I was like, are you serious? No. She goes, yeah. And I'm like, you.
Oh, no.
It's Mary. It's a Mary name for Nicole. And we were so excited that we called her that after Milko's mum. She didn't even realise.
Oh, well, no. Look, in her defence, now, I don't want to knock her, but even it's Nicora. It doesn't really sound like Nikki or Nicolette. What's her name? What's her name? Nicolette?
Nikki.
Nicolette, you can do this.
Where did you get Nicolette from? Sounds like a brand of chewing gum.
Something that helps you get off things. But
No, it doesn't. But see, we even rang her and told her. We made a big announcement, made a point of ringing her to let her know that we'd named our daughter after her. She didn't even know. 4 years. Didn't even know.
4 years?
Wow.
Well, yeah, because this happened just a couple of months ago.
And think of all the other cool names you could have used. You could have got so many other cool names and you went with Nicora.
I doesn't even like it either. Should have just called her Nicole.
Yes, that's a big one.
At least everyone would have known.
When the kid doesn't like it, they're like, oh, no, we've done it again.
Thanks to Wollongong Master. You'll love the Wollongong Master difference. Jade, Straney and Damien on Wave FM 96.5.
Kira MP Ryan Park. He joins us this morning. G'day, Parky. How you going, mate?
G'day, guys. How are you?
Good.
Oh, doing well, Parky. You sent us a couple of pics via the Wave FM.
It's always good to have you back.
Thanks, Ryan.
Look at you being stuck up, Ryan.
Gee. You're lovely. I got a warmer welcome from you than I did from my co-host. Oh. Should have spoken to you earlier.
Ryan, we've talked to you many times, and you've never once said a nice thing like that to us. I don't know what I make of this, but anyway.
He knows which side his bread's buttered
on.
Hey, Ryan, we saw the picture that you sent through yesterday of the vaccination hub in Wollongong. It looks like it's almost ready to go.
Yeah, starting to take shape, that's for sure. Hoping it comes together by Monday or so next week. Beginning of next week is when I'm hoping that people can start to get vaccinated through that clinic. Absolutely critical given the low rates of vaccination that we have right across the community.
Now, okay, just for anyone who's listening, so where is it and how do people use it?
Yeah, it's the old David Jones site in the middle of the mall, that vacant site where DJs used to be. People can access it. All they need to do is make a booking through the government's vaccination eligibility page. They can do that. There's information on there. They make that booking and they'll be getting their vaccination hopefully sooner rather than later.
Yeah, and I think it's one of those things that, you know, if you are eligible to get vaccinated and you can get vaccinated. Don't sit back and wait for everyone else to get vaccinated and hope that they'll take care of it for you.
Yeah, it's absolutely critical, mate. Like, we've got to get vaccinated as soon as possible. The only way out of this is through vaccination. And, yeah, it's been shambolic and it's been too slow and all of those things, but we've got to get this done. And it's a small thing that all of us can do to try and help everybody else, because We just can't afford to see any more small businesses hit the wall. It's terrible when you're speaking with people who have lost jobs and hours and work. It's heartbreaking, and I think this is something that we could all do. If not for us, I think there's other people in the community.
Mm. Yeah.
Yeah, exactly.
No, it's got to be done. I know a lot of people would be curious, but Astra or is it Astra or Pfizer, or will it cover both?
It's a Pfizer clinic to start off with, Damien. It'll start off with Pfizer for 40 to 60-year-olds. Obviously, as more becomes available, that'll start to open up. But that'll be their priority group at the moment, those 40 to 60-year-olds, and Pfizer will be the vaccine.
All right, good gear. So it's going to be open between 8 a.m. and 8 p.m. every single day, hopefully from next Monday. Ryan, can you give us an update a little bit later on in the week how we're looking and whether or not it definitely will open up next Monday?
Yeah, absolutely. Certainly, I'll be keeping on top of it, and hopefully we can get some people vaccinated through across the Illawarra through that clinic.
That's what it's all about.
Beautiful.
And take down this number, 1300 096 365. That's a number you can call to get yourself on that registration list.
Thanks to Wollongong Master. You'll love the Wollongong Master difference. Jade, Straney and Damien on Wave FM 96.5.
Have you ever felt left high and dry? Left out in the cold?
I feel like that now on our Zoom, actually.
Because you're not on it, but that's okay.
Well, no, it's okay. It's saying waiting for the host to let you in, so I'm feeling like I've been left high and dry. Oh, thanks for letting me come to the party.
You're welcome.
Zoom.
So wait a minute. Do you normally feel high and dry, Jade?
Well, it seems to be happening to me a lot.
Why, what's going on?
Well, you know, with the lockdown and everything like that, you know, people are spending a lot more time with their family than they normally would. And it's been great for me because my 18-year-old Alani, I mean, we're in the green zone at the moment, but she works in Albion Park. She works at the Civic Centre there, and they're in lockdown, so she's been at home. Uh-huh. And her dad's in the red zone, so she can't visit him. So she's never spent as much time at home as she has spent over the last couple of weeks.
Oh, she'd be hating it.
Well, she was getting really bored, and I'm like, well, why don't you join my gym? Oh. Just started going back to the gym at the leisure centre. I'm like, why don't you join the gym, and then we can go in for workouts together?
Just what an 18-year-old girl wants to do with a 40-year-old mother.
Work out with her mum, wearing the scrunchy
bum
pants
tights
that you wear that make your bum bigger.
Yeah, I only got to wear those once, and then she actually boycotted me and banned me from ever wearing those again. But we've been going to the gym together, and I was going, oh, look, okay, so I've actually got this app that I've downloaded, and this lady, she's just great. She does quick workouts because I've got a short attention span, 20 minutes, you go hard, you get out. And I'm saying, Lani, do one of those with me. So we went to the gym, set up our weights, and I put the app up, and we shared the AirPods, so we had one in one ear each. And she does a little set, and then she has a break for a bit. And this woman, she's a beautiful African-American woman who's got the dreadlocks, and she can wear those scrunch bum tights because they were made for booties like hers.
But all right.
After you do the set, she has about a 15-minute break, and because she's got music on, and then she starts dancing and doing the beautiful dancing. And then so I'm dancing in the gym, and I'm loving it. So I'm getting down. It's beautiful. Oh, the heat, the burn that I felt. I could feel it on me, and it wasn't because I'd worked up a sweat. It was because my 18-year-old, her eyes were boring into the back of my head. Mm-hmm. And then I turned around and looked at you, and she gave me that look that only an 18-year-old girl can give you. And it's that just staring at you like you're the biggest idiot in the world.
Like, how dare you do this to me, ma'am? So, how dare you?
So that was that's it. Now we're not going to the gym together anymore. In fact, she's already left. So she's actually said, "Look, I've done a little research, Mum, and I've found there's an 8 o'clock class every morning at the gym. So I'm going to go then, and you can go by yourself."
Gee, that was short lived.
She's quite lucky that she went with Mum and not with Uncle Damien and Uncle Straney, because that could have changed her life forever.
Oh, dad dancing extraordinaire. Oh, once you get a look at that, there's no turning back.
Yeah. That's right. If you have not seen the video yet, head to our Facebook page.
Don't head to our Facebook page.
Oh, no.
You will be appalled.
No, don't.
I did notice when I went to the Leisure Centre gym, there's a couple of pictures of you two up at the front door.
You
don't let into the gym. You two are banned from every gym in the Illawarra. Yeah.
Thanks to Wollongong Master. You'll love the Wollongong Master difference. Jade, Straney and Damien on Wave FM 96.5.
Hey, Jade, I'm going to bring up something that, I just got to get it off my chest, all right? I'm just going to unleash, all right?
Go.
I'm going to vent. This is a vent, all right?
Ooh, okay.
Okay, ever since...
You got the conch.
All right, ever since this whole lockdown thing started, all right? Ever since homeschools are... My kids have become gourmet chefs, all right? All right? They are eating literally every single thing in the house. Mm-hmm. They're like mice that just get into the cupboards and just tear it asunder, all right? There's nothing is safe. Mm. I mean, nothing. And like, I'm having Jarvis come along to me and saying, hey, Dad, we don't have any rice. I'm like, jeez, rice. You've never asked for rice. I like rice, but he never. And Kiki the other day, we need fresh pasta, not pasta. That's like she wants it from the the fridge section. Yeah, yeah. Fresh pasta for lunch today. We're making tagliatelle, egg, blah blah blah. And then she's off there and she's baking cakes at the same time while Jagger is French toasting whatever he can French toast. Mm. All right, there's layers. If whatever's in the fridge, if there's a bit of ham, throw it on there. You know, throw anything. And by the way, as well, while they're doing this, take out everything.
Yeah.
And they leave it.
Yes.
They leave it. I mean, they're at school. All right? This is meant to be their lunch. This is break. This is their this is their school lunch.
Yeah.
This is school. I mean, peanut butter sandwiches will never cut it after lockdown.
Yeah, you're not right.
like a Vegemite sandwich and a piece of fruit. They'll never survive when they get back to school. They'll just disintegrate.
You know, every school principal is listening to you right now going, oh God, we're going to have to hire somebody from Tetsuya's to get us through for the next 10 years.
It's so
it's
true.
Like that, isn't it?
Okay, I know you're not fully in lockdown, but I mean, you're still confined to the house. Are your kids eating like there's no tomorrow?
Oh, yeah. And for previous lockdown, like with Lulu, we had to actually pack her a lunchbox because otherwise she'd be in the cupboard. And then we had to put the times and like stick them on the fridge. Oh, and then it even got so far as like, all right, well, you can't have lunch until the recess bell rings, okay? Oh. So I had to set an alarm on my phone so that you could wait till recess.
That's a good idea. That's actually...
That's a great idea.
That is a good idea.
You can use that. Use that if you want. I can't guarantee when the bell rings they won't expect a 10-course degustation, but at least it'll only be one a day.
That's what's happening. I'm telling you, thank God they're not drinking because, you know, if they're... we'd have... You know, that's my main concern. At least the wine cabinet is still full. I mean, at least I haven't gone near that. They can't do that with a degustation, so I'm home free at least.
Yeah. But, you're the one having the drinks.
Too fine.
Exactly right. Jeez, your house is going for the gourmet meal. Finnegan just goes in and eats the 2-minute noodles straight out of the packet. Wow.
Raw.
It's a breeze in my place then, mate.
Oh, shit.
Me and your joint.
Thanks to Wollongong Mazda. You'll love the Wollongong Mazda difference. Jade, Straney and Damien on Wave FM 96.5.
Remember how you used to get sent home with your school note? At the end of the day, the teacher would hand out the notes or some student would go and hand them all out to the class and you'd take it home and give it to your parents or leave it in the bottom of your school bag and they'd find it a couple of weeks later. And it just had all the, you know, school newsletters and permission slips and all that jazz. But now it's all online.
Yeah. I know.
Yeah. I know.
My husband got a note home from school yesterday.
A note?
It was that note.
Oh, who's been misbehaving?
He opened it up and I could hear from the computer.
Oh, no.
I was like, oh, no, what's happened? Is Lulu in trouble? What's she been doing at school?
Yeah.
Well, Arnie's left school, so it just has to be Lulu.
Mm.
And he's like, oh, no, that's not happening. What's not happening? What's going on, mate? Jeez. What is going on? Talk to me. Talk to me, Milko. And he goes, I've just got a note here from school asking if Lulu wants to join the recorder class.
Oh, yes. Oh, I remember getting messages like that. Oh, It's like an instant pain that goes straight to your brain, doesn't it? It's just like...
That's right. Oh,
there's memories flash back from your own childhood of of the recorder.
Yeah.
Milka was like, we do not need to add that ear-piercing sound to all the other ear-piercing sounds we already have in this house. He's like, man, it's a virtual letter. If it was a real one, I would scrunch it up and throw it in the bin. So what I'm just going to do right now is just delete and let's pretend we've never saw it.
Oh, no. People who are trying to push recorders, they come back at you. All right? They don't get a reply. They'll come back. They'll keep pushing until they get you on board. That's
it's
what they're
funny
like.
That they're still doing the recorder, like, at school. I mean, when I went to Jamboree Primary School, gosh, about 30-plus years ago, I did recorder.
It's a beautiful instrument. It is an absolutely gorgeous instrument. I mean,
well, Mama Jude does need hearing aids now, so probably in part to my recorder playing. Mm. I think I wrecked her hearing.
Have you any history? Did you ever record it so that we could actually have some sort of proof of what you sounded like?
No. This is the 80s, mate. Jeez. All we had was cassette tapes.
Oh, yeah, that's right. Hey, look, the recorder can't be that bad, for God's sake. Oh. You know, I mean, I love all sorts of music. There are certain instruments that definitely kind of cut through and can hurt people. Mm. You know, when they're getting played and when they're getting learned in the house, they hurt. They hurt. You know, the bagpipe... You know, bagpipe, someone decides to take that up, the whole neighborhood has to move. You know, that's just one of those instruments.
Yeah.
Your neighbors need forewarning. Hey, by the way, we'll be doing the bagpipe at 5 o'clock tonight. You may want to go to the beach.
Seriously, Jade, can the recorder be that bad?
Well, my good friend, she actually bought the girls some little colorful recorders one Christmas. They lasted a day. Then I think Milko might have sent them off with the reindeers.
Oh, no.
Yeah. So they're banned from this house. That's a recorder. It's just that one instrument.
No.
I think it's unfair that Jade and Milko don't get the beautiful tones of the recorder.
Oh, listen to that. Oh, my goodness. That is so beautiful.
Mm. That actually sounds a lot better than I recall how I played it.
That's just gorgeous, guys. I mean, should never ban any music, I reckon. Even something that does hurt your ears.
No.
Okay. Well, I know where to send the recorders next time.
Look, I'm with Jade. Sometimes some music and some instruments from the house need to be banned.
Well,
you mentioned the bagpipes.
What?
Yeah,
but you know what? I mentioned it, but at the same time, do you ban an instrument?
Yep.
I mean, are there people out there who would ban an instrument? Okay, you're banning the recorder. Anyone else out there?
Of course it would be.
What's the one instrument that you would ban from your home? Let's go to Balambi and Jasmine's online.
All right, Jasmine, what is the instrument? Hit us.
The harmonica.
The harmonica?
The harmonica. Why the harmonica?
Well, my friend gave my son the harmonica a couple of months ago, and for just under 2 weeks, all I heard was that whistle from the harmonica for 2 weeks.
Oh yeah.
And then it would set the birds off. It would set my bird off.
It's so nice, though, Jasmine. I can't understand why you wouldn't want this played all over your home.
It's beautiful. The dulcet tones.
That is actually a recording from your son, I think, Jasmine, that he so kindly sent us. Oh, so bad. Hey, Jasmine, good on you, mate. Great start. That's exactly what we're after. What instrument would you ban?
I thought it was beautiful,
from
by the way.
The family home. This morning, Jade earlier told us that... Lulu has been invited to the Jamboree Public School recorder class.
That's right, she has been invited. And my husband has declined on her behalf.
Mm. Because we don't understand. The recorder sounds so gorgeous.
Oh, yeah. I've never heard Baby Shark played so well in all my life.
So you can have this at home.
Baby Shark diddly.
I would like to think that is how the recorder playing would sound in my household. But the kids got a couple of toy recorders a few Christmases ago, and let's just say they didn't last long in said household because they were so ear piercing, and the girls were going around just nah, nah,
Yeah.
On them. It was just an extension of their screaming, so we banned the recorder.
That's the step just before glory. Yeah, you know, that is they have to go through that phase until beauty starts to arrive, you know.
Kirk Pengelly started on the recorder, and look at him, famous for an excess. So that's what we want this morning, Illawarra. 4275196.5. What musical instrument have you banned from the home, or what should be banned? We're going to go to East Carmel. Rachel's online.
Okay, Rachel, what instrument are you banning from the home?
Hi, good morning, guys. I'm banned from a number of things, whether it's singing the triangle, a ukulele, or the Congo drum. So I'm just completely out.
Oh, so you're being banned. They're banning you.
Pardon?
So they're banning you.
Yeah. Yeah, they're banning me.
Oh, that's
it's a hard no. Anything musical.
Oh, that's wow. What about, have you thought of the spoons, no. Rachel?
The spoons, yeah, no, definitely not. They're out too.
Wow.
Oh, wow. They're Rachel. Really
what about miming?
Yes. In Farnborough Heights, we've got Helen online.
Helen, tell us what musical instrument is banned in your house.
Okay, it goes back a while because I'm a grandma these days. But when my girls were in high school, we had many different instruments, starting with a piano, which was perfectly acceptable. Sure. But then one of my girls brought home from high school a trombone.
Oh, wow.
And at the time, we had a very elderly, we lived next door to a very elderly couple. And the fellow, he was very deaf, and his wife told me a couple of days later that he'd lived there for 30 years and he'd never, ever heard a cow before.
Wow, there you go.
That's fantastic. How good's that? And we're going to go to Beck as well with a bad instrument.
Beck, what bad instrument is banned from your house?
My voice.
Your voice.
Oh, my voice.
And you sound really upset about that. Can you give us a little rendition so we get a sense of whether it should be banned or not?
Oh, Jesus. Oh, I've never actually done this in front of people because I get so scared. Let me see. What's a good one?
Mary had a little lamb.
Oh, God, no. I won't do that one.
Give her a good song.
You put poor Beck on the spot.
Beck's like,
yep, no
she's
way.
Lost her voice.
And her own friends have said that her voice, her instrument is that bad, she cannot use it. What about you, though, Damien? I mean, you know.
No, listen, guys, as far as I'm concerned, you don't ban any sort of instrument. I would encourage anything to come into the house. I mean, even recently, this was going on in our house, and I still wouldn't go against it. All right, check this out. That's Jagger on the piano.
That's
all right.
Good.
And then Kiki comes in on the trumpet.
It's banned from your house, Damien. What's your address again? Because I've got a few recorders I'm going to send your way.
What about that? Your neighbours must love you guys.
Do you know how loud a trumpet is? It is loud. It is. You think a recorder's piercing. Try a trumpet.
Thanks to Wollongong Master. You'll love the Wollongong Master difference. Jade, Straney and Damien on Wave FM 96.5.